From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca, reporting. President-elect Trump's first extended TV interview. Since winning the U.S. presidential election, Republican Donald Trump has softened his rhetoric, sparking questions about whether he will fulfill his campaign promises. He also has praised his Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, as well as President Barack Obama. The president-elect answered some of these questions in an interview with the CBS television network, aired Sunday. Zlatica Hoek reports.
In an interview for the CBS TV program 60 Minutes, he reaffirmed his intention to erect a wall along the border with Mexico, but conceded that in certain areas it would only be a fence. Republicans in Congress have made it clear they're not assembling a force to deport an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants, as Trump has promised to do. In the 60 Minutes interview, he insisted that some of them will be deported.
What we are going to do is get the people that are criminal and have criminal records, gang members, drug dealers, we have a lot of these people, probably 2 million, it could even be 3 million. We're getting them out of our country or we're going to incarcerate.
Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Mr. Trump said he would repeal President Obama's signature health care program, but replace it simultaneously with another one that retains some of the provisions from so-called Obamacare. Muslim leaders in Mauritania have urged authorities to execute a blogger who's been sentenced to death for apostasy for challenging decisions taken by Islam's prophet Muhammad. The blogger has been in custody for nearly 3 years. If carried out, his execution will be the first in the country since 1987. Mauritania is an Islamic republic located in Northwest Africa. This is VOA News. A former senior diplomat under President George W. Bush says President-elect U.S. Donald Trump would quickly and unilaterally approve a preemptive military strike against North Korea to take out a standing intercontinental ballistic missile armed with a nuclear warhead. Ambassador Christopher Hill was in Seoul on Monday to address a South Korean government conference on the prospects for peace and unification on the Korean Peninsula and was trying to reassure friends in East Asia that the U.S. will remain committed to the region under Trump. But Gareth Evans, a former foreign minister of Australia who also participated in the conference, said it is actually worrisome to think that Trump would act impulsively against an aggressive but rational adversary who understands a nuclear attack against the U.S. is suicidal.
But where's that going to take us? A preemptive military strike? I mean, that's premised on the assumption that if the North Koreans have a nuclear weapon and have a missile delivery capability, the United States and everyone else is at real risk.
Experts believe that within the next 5 years, Pyongyang will develop the capability to launch a long-range intercontinental missile armed with a miniaturized nuclear warhead. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team has announced that Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus will be his new chief of staff. In the meantime, European Union foreign ministers minus Britain, France, and Hungary met Sunday in Brussels to discuss the possible impact of a Trump White House on European relations with the U.S. University of Denver scholar John Adelman spoke to VOA about the foreign ministers not attending the meeting.
I think it reflects a fundamental division there because, after all, the British are the Brexit. They're on their way out. The Hungarians are very conservative, very right-wing. And the French, there was a recent poll in France that pointed out that 57% of Frenchmen would like to think about leaving the EU, and they'd rather be French than European. So I think the fact that those three were not there isn't necessarily a sign at all that they were anti-American. In fact, with the British and the Hungarians, I would say, especially the Brits, they're very pro-American.
In the meantime, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Mr. Trump spoke today by phone. Mr. Xi congratulated Mr. Trump on his election win and agreed to meet at an early date to discuss the relationship between the two countries. There have been numerous aftershocks on New Zealand's South Island today following a powerful 7.8 magnitude quake earlier in the day near the town of Kaikoura. Communications have been disrupted and roads damaged in the affected area. A 6.3 quake also took place in 2011, which killed 185 people and caused widespread damage. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.